start today's Bob Almanac with a new Bob Almanac feature. It's the Bob Almanac Confusion Clarifier. The Confusion Clarifier. Sean and David Cassidy and Jack Cassidy, they're all blood relatives. I had to check it out because we were very confused yesterday.
Yes, we were.
And I had to sort it out. And at one point in time, I knew this. I forgot it. But Sean and David are both Jack Cassidy's sons, just different mothers.
Okay.
So now you know.
So who was Shirley MacLaine was one of their
Shirley mothers? Jones Shirley was Jones, Sean Cassidy's Sean. Mother. Okay. And then whoever Jack was before that, I can't remember who
sure.
it was.
Sure, okay.
That's David Cassidy's father.
Gotcha.
And David has since passed away, as you know, a couple
yes.
of years ago, which
yes.
was sad. Wednesday, September 16th, 260th day of the year, 108 full days left to go. This is the date that the Mayflower set sail from Plymouth, England. It would land on Plymouth Rock, Provincetown, Massachusetts first, and then Plymouth, Massachusetts, or current day Plymouth, Massachusetts, December 26th. Later on in 1620, 102 passengers on board. So when they land here later on, or not, you know, when it's the anniversary of them landing here mm-hmm. in North America, that'll be the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims.
Wow.
You ever dressed up with a pilgrim? Ever had one of those hats?
Yes. I believe we did when I was a young lad.
With the buckle on it.
Yeah.
And then 10 years after that, you know, the pilgrims are there. They're settled. They had a tough winter, that first winter, and they battled through with the help of some Native Americans, of course. They weren't the first Europeans here, but they really established themselves in New England. And they had this town called Shawmut, Massachusetts. They uh-huh. changed that to Boston in 1630 on this date. So it would have been the Shawmut Bruins, the Shawmut Red Sox.
Different.
Shawmut Butt Roast, the Shawmut Tea Party. Here's that latest hit from that band Shawmut. It's More Than a Feeling.
Yes.
I See My Marion Walking Away. That Shawmut, folks, big hit. 1908, General Motors was founded by William Billy Durant. You know, they really didn't come into their own until they merged with AC Delco. I think that was really an important time for General Motors. But William Bully, Billy Durant was a guy that owned a carriage company.
Okay.
So you just put a motor on a carriage. What do you get? You get the horseless carriage.
Sure.
Motored carriage, 1908. 1940, here's FDR.
Our present program will train 800,000. Additional men this coming year, and somewhat less than 1 million men each year thereafter. It is a program, obviously, of defensive preparation, and of defensive preparation only.
That program was the Selective Service Program, or as it was officially titled then, Selective Training and Service Act, signed into law by FDR. We weren't at war yet. There was an
coming.
Inkling that we would be, and this was in preparation. 1953, the St. Louis Browns, American League team in St. Louis. You had the Cardinals and the Browns. They moved, given permission to move. They didn't move on this date, but they were given permission to move by the American League and Major League Baseball to Baltimore, Maryland. They became the Baltimore Orioles. There was a minor league team in Baltimore, a team that Babe Ruth had played for, known as the Baltimore Orioles. And isn't there an actual Oriole that is a Baltimore Oriole? I'm almost certain of it. Did you get out your book of? Did you carry and bring your book of birds today, Neil? I usually have it with you. It's like attached to the hip, your book of birds. You didn't bring that one today?
No, I didn't, okay. Jim. I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. You know, it was very close that it was almost the Browns, the only team that survived in St. Louis. Did you know at about that time in the 50s, the Cardinals weren't doing well financially, and they almost moved to Houston. And if not for Anheuser-Busch stepping in and purchasing the Cardinals, we may not have the St. Louis Cardinals. The Browns would have stayed there. He wouldn't have had the Orioles. Astros wouldn't have been placed in Houston. It could have really changed. Somewhere in an alternate universe, the Browns are still in St. Louis. The Cardinals are in Houston, and who knows what's going on with the Astros.
Yeah,
they'd still
somewhere.
Be cheating
yeah.
wherever they're at. They'd still be cheating, you know, banking on the garbage. That was in 53. How about 55?
Kids love to squish it and squash it and make all kinds of things. And the new brighter colors make Play-Doh even more fun.
You're fun, too.
So many things you can do with Play-Doh. You know, you didn't mention huffing Play-Doh.
No.
smelling it, sniffing it. It really did. It had a good smell.
I loved it. I liked it.
You cracked open a new container and canister of Play-Doh. The first thing you did was, it was good stuff.
Yes.
So Play-Doh was introduced this date, 1955-68.
Sock it to me?
Richard Nixon on Laugh-In. And they didn't really sock it to him. It was maybe 5 years later. He kind of socked it to himself.
Yes, he really did.
Watergate and all that, and tapes and things. 1968, Laugh-In, Richard Nixon. 1970, this is real audio. 1970, this date. Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
His last jam at Ronnie Scott's. And he was performing with Eric Burdon and War. Finally, they found a group that, you know, wasn't Sha-na-na, wasn't the Monkees, wasn't the Carpenters opening for him. You know, it was finally one that kind of matched his genre, his style. And he would die, I think, 2 days later.
Wow.
1970, Jimi Hendrix. 1972, here's a TV show debut for you.
Love it.
Hello.
The Bob Newhart Show. Bob Newhart brought his button-down mind and his dry humor to TV sitcoms.
The TV theme time.
1972, that is TV theme time.
You kind of channel your inner Bob Newhart every now and then.
He's a good guy. Yeah. And if you're going to channel anybody, why not Bob Newhart? I love it where this, you know, he's on his way home now. He's on the subway. He's on the L train.
Sure.
And they slow it down here as he's traveling through the streets of New York. Penny Marshall was a part of that first ever episode. She played a stewardess. I don't know if that was her sitcom debut, but of course she would go on to sitcom. She'd have a more permanent role later on Odd Couple, and then of course as Laverne and Shirley, of course.
Right.
72. Now let's move on to 1981.
But Leonard staying right there, measuring his spots, pounding to the body and a right to the head. And Davy Pearl steps in. That's it. A 14th round knockout victory for Sugar Ray Leonard.
It was the big showdown between Thomas the Hitman Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard this date, 1981, and Sugar Ray got the win, knocked him out.
That's called by Tim Ryan.
He does a nice job. Yes. One of the better boxing announcers that I can recall. So
did
big
some
win.
Hockey, too.
Big win for Sugar Ray. Yes. That was in 81. How about 1993?
6 months ago, I was living in Boston. My wife had left me, which was very painful. Then she came back to me, which was excruciating. On top of that, my practice had grown stagnant, and my social life consisted of hanging around a bar night after night. You see, I was clinging to a life that wasn't working anymore, and I knew I had to do something, anything. So I ended the marriage once and for all, packed up my things, and moved back here to my hometown of Seattle. Go Seahawks.
Yes, Frazier moved to Seattle this date. Kelsey Grammer, and it was, of course, a spinoff of Cheers, and it was very successful.
Very successful.
They did a nice job.
He was tremendous in that role.
And it proved that those people that put Cheers on, it just wasn't, a fluke.
Right.
They knew how to do television.
Yes, they did.
On NBC, 1993. Local St. Paul hero, Dave Winfield. Well, those Minnesota natives, they come back here for glory.
Yes, they do.
Jack Morris wins the World Series and the MVP. Dave Winfield, 1993, number 3,000. And then exactly, it's uncanny, 3 years later.
To right center field. Myers and Nunley chase it. Myers, the ball drops. Molitor has his 3,000th hit. And he's chugging for third. And he's in with a triple.
Almost as much Dick Bramer as Jim and Neil here on today's Almanac.
The 21st member of baseball's 3,000 hit club.
And the first to get one hitting what?
A triple.
Yeah, he hit a triple.
Not have been done.
At Kansas City, Paul Molitor hit number 3,000 in 1996. And, you know, if you're one of those people that think Big Brother is dumb, the television show Big Brother,
yeah,
you can blame the Dutch because they invented the show. First ever season of Big Brother in the Netherlands. This is the theme. And of course, they brought it here to CBS, and it's still on to this date because it's cheap to produce, Neil.
Right.
And it still gets ratings. In the news a year ago,
20 million people from the country of Ecuador had their personally identifying information leaked, while the country itself only has a population of 16 million. The Ecuadorian State Attorney General's office believes the list of victims included deceased citizens, which explains the apparent excess.
Wow. Either you were alive or you were dead in Ecuador, and all your personal information was breached.
Whoa.
Available to anybody on an unsecured server. That's a problem.
That is a
That's
big
the
problem.
Entire country.
I see that as a major issue.
Yeah, and that was this date 1 year ago. We have birthdays today. Elgin Baylor, he was going to usher in a new era of dominance for the Minneapolis Lakers. I mean, the next run of Mickelson and Pollard and Mike and... No, they moved.
They moved.
They moved before that could happen, and he turned out to be a great player for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Right.
Elgin Baylor, 86, one of the best ever in the history of the NBA, Neil.
Agreed. He was very skilled, great athlete.
Yeah. People have to remember that he started here.
Yes.
With the Minneapolis Lakers. Ed Bagley Jr., 71.
You're a pig, Ehrlich.
Victor, you recognize that voice?
Oh, no.
Victor Ehrlich,
this is your life.
Mrs. Huffnagel.
So glad to see you.
Yeah.
I love Mrs. Huffnagel on St. Elsewhere. It's really hard not to. Cameo from Howie Mandel. He was Ehrlich. They always call him, you're a pig, Ehrlich. Ed Bagley Jr. He was just on something I'm watching now. Oh, well, we're watching and binging Arrested Development, and he's on there.
Oh, okay.
As a character. He's 71. We said earlier this morning, know your Bellamy brothers. We might have a Bellamy brother reference. We have one of the Bellamy brothers, Neil, celebrating today. You've got a 50-50 shot at guessing who it would be.
What's the age?
Well, I can't say that.
Oh, well. you just said 71, so we're somewhere in there. I would say that would be Howard.
David is 70 today.
Ah.
Who's the older one?
Howard.
Who does most of the singing?
David.
Yeah. So 70 for David Bellamy and the Bellamy brothers. I sure hope we can get them back here sometime once we get back to concerts and stuff.
Sure.
So happy birthday, David Bellamy.
A lot of people told me that I'd never wrestle again. And that's all I do. You know, if you live hard and you play hard and you burn the candle at both ends, you pay the price for it.
That's Mickey Rourke as the wrestler. That was a good movie. Have you seen that?
No.
It's very good. I mean, he got very buff for that particular role. Mickey Rourke, he's also the bad guy in Iron Man 2. You may remember that.
Right. Oh, yes.
Mickey Rourke, 68 today. David Copperfield.
The Great Wall of China, 3,000 miles long. The only man-made object visible from the moon. Built to keep armies from getting through. Well, I was determined to walk through it.
And he did walk through it, although it was an illusion, but maybe he did actually walk through it. I mean, Genghis Khan and Kublai Khan couldn't get through it, but David Copperfield could.
He's got skills.
Just think if the Mongols would have had David Copperfield on their side. We wouldn't be talking about stuff from China. And it would be Mongolia would control all that area.
I would think.
So there you go. David Copperfield, he's the magician, the illusionist. There's really no magic involved. Sorry. Spoiler alert, Neil.
Really?
I know. Yeah. And also, I'll break the news on Santa to you a little later.
All right.
64 for David Copperfield, the actress Jennifer Tilly.
Is this a copy of your driver's license?
Yes.
It says here you're a blonde, are you? If you don't remember, perhaps Mr. Falk will.
Brunette.
We could play the tape again. Maybe it's on there.
I'm a brunette.
She was in Liar, Liar with Jim Carrey.
She was unlikable.
And Swoozy Kurtz.
Yeah.
And she is Meg Tilly. Or no, it's Jennifer Tilly. There's a Meg Tilly, too. Are they related?
I don't know.
Meg Tilly. Jennifer Tilly is 62 today.
She had the face.
He had a group called The Ride. You know, he had Huey Lewis, he had The News. We talked about that yesterday. And Terry McBride had The Ride.
They were good.
62 today, Richard Marx. Light and dreamy rock here on the Bob Almanac. Richard Marx, 57. Molly Shannon is 56.
What? There's only one good thing about coming to these races, and that is the vibrations from the cars.
Ah! Superstar. She was great on SNL. There she is, Talladega Nights.
Very good.
She liked her booze in that particular movie, as I recall. 56 today. Do you remember the Jets? They came from here. They had some big hits in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're the Wolfgram families and family. Kathy Wolfgram, born in Minneapolis, part of the Jets. She's in there singing somewhere.
Okay.
51. Amy Poehler.
It's me, Hillary, from 2008.
Oh, Hillary, how are you?
Hello, Hillary. Hello, Hillary. Hello, Hillary. Hello.
That's her and Kate McKinnon doing Hillary Clinton together.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hilarious. Amy Poehler, funny lady.
She is.
She's 49, and our token millennial is Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
Sure.
28 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. Have you heard of the JCPenney stores? The guy's name was James Cash.
Sadly,
Penny.
They're closing.
Yeah, they are. And he was born on this day and would form those stores in 1875. Television producer Alan Funt, he created Candid Camera.
We thought it would be fun if we played a little joke on one of television's brightest young stars, David Letterman. We wondered what would happen if we went to David's studios in New York and switched his phone lines with the phone lines from the police emergency hotline. Watch.
That's either Alan Funt or Joe Piscopo doing Alan Funt. I'll have to check the records.
I think I know which one, but Alan Funt was born on this day in 1914. Great actress. She starred in John Wayne's final movie, The Shootist, Lauren Bacall.
Time's passing.
One shutter or two, some trash on the beach. A few hours of a little to remind you of what happened tonight.
Will we ever see you again, Frank?
Yeah, the storm.
Bogey and Bacall,
yeah,
Neil.
There she's acting with her husband.
I hope so.
Key Largo.
Yes.
Why don't you stay right on here?
Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart together. That's movie gold. 1924 for the great Lauren Bacall. Our jazz guitarist of the day is Charlie Byrd. We like his name. But then you have to go to rhythm and blues for the great B.B. King, 1925. What about Peter Falk? He was Columbo.
One more thing, sir. I almost forgot. One more thing that I wanted to check on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not important. Could you excuse us?
I think people got sick and tired of talking to Columbo.
Right.
And that particular episode, it was Dick Van Dyke. Bearded Dick Van Dyke. How about two straight days with Columbo references?
I know,
on
that's awesome. And I'll bet it was important, that last little
it
item.
Always is. It's usually the most important.
It usually is.
It's usually the thing that puts everything together. It's that last piece of the puzzle.
He was the greatest. Peter Falk, 1927. Same year for actor Jack Kelly. He was Bart Maverick.
Maverick.
It's TV theme time.
Starring James Garner and Jack Kelly.
James Garner was
produced
Brett
by Warner Brothers.
And Jack was his brother, Bart. And together, they were quite a team. You know, it was usually one or the other. There wasn't that many episodes that they were both in. And then eventually, Roger Moore would come in and be like a nephew.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Bo? Was there a Bo Maverick?
Yeah, Bo. That was Roger Moore. He was the third Maverick. Jack Kelly, 1927. And Anne Francis, another fine actress. In Funny Girl, Laguna Heat, some others, 1930. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
What about their sister, Beulah Maverick?
Well,
maybe.
Possibly.
Would you like to start a Bobathon No Repeat Workday with Ricky Van Shelton, Hole in My Pocket? Mm-hmm. We have Darius Rucker. He goes bluegrass on us with a little wagon wheel. Of course, we talked earlier about David Bellamy turning 70 today. And here are the Bellamy brothers, and they're feeling the feeling.
We better go, Bellamy's.
It'd be rude if we didn't. We'd probably get a call.
Correct.
If we did.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1.